Junior college football will soon be a thing of the past in Arizona. Eastern Arizona College in Thatcher announced it will end its program after this season.
Earlier this year, Maricopa Community College District announced it was ending all four of its football programs after the season. Pima Community College and then eventually Arizona Western College followed suit. This has effectively dissolved the Western States Football League.
We're joined now by Dr. Christopher Parker, Executive Director of the National Junior College Athletic Association. Christopher, good morning.
Good morning to you all.
So what do you make of the fact that Arizona pretty soon will not really have any junior college football?
I mean, it's truly tough to swallow. The impact of those student athletes, those colleges, has been around for a long time. So it's very disheartening to hear that so many schools in Arizona are disbanding their football programs.
Why do you think that happened? I mean, do you think it was purely budgetary reasons?
From what we've been given, it's budgetary reason. I think a lot of other parameters and political innuendos have been involved, but for what we have been shown, it's truly financial burdens.
So does cutting a football program, I wonder, at a college typically negatively affect any certain group of students at that college or affect the college overall? Are there any measurable outcomes here?
You're certainly looking at a significant number of student-athletes on a football program, anywhere from 75 to 200 student-athletes impacted. If you look at the demographics of those, you're talking about a lot of first-generation college students. You're talking about a significant number of minority students. You're talking about low socioeconomic class students that financially may not have been able to afford to go to a university and are attending their local community college to continue their football career and academic career. So there are some very distinct students that may or may not be affected.
Do you get the sense that at least some of those student athletes will not be able to go to college absent the football programs?
Absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of students who use football as their main means to continue their education. I hate to imagine that there are students that will not attend community college in Arizona because they simply don't have an opportunity to continue to play football, which was their driving mechanism for education. But I believe that will happen to a number of students in Arizona.
Have you seen any declining number of students interested in playing football? I mean, we've heard so much about the, you know, more information about concussions and CTE and that kind of thing. Like, were junior colleges having trouble recruiting students? Were you seeing any declines in the number of students who were going out for those teams?
No, actually, the number of student athletes desiring to play junior college football is increasing every day. The opportunities that the NJCAA affords them for various reasons are really why they're, you know, partaking in football and continuing their education at our two-year college institutions.
So now that these programs are going to be cut, I mean, how does that affect the schools themselves?
I think the schools themselves are going to have to look at, you know, filling the dorms, filling that enrollment gap that they may have with those students, figuring out what the new niche population is and how to close those gaps that aren't necessarily affected directly by the financial impacts of football, but may have an impact on their advising faculty, their classroom space, their you know, service providers such as cafeteria workers and those that are helping to manage facilities and things like that. When you remove that many students of enrollment, it plays a significant impact on the entire college, not just the athletic program.
All right. That's Dr. Christopher Parker, Executive Director of the National Junior College Athletic Association. And we should say that KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District. Dr. Parker, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.